What's going on, Jermaine Casanova, for another Casanova is Crazy Wednesdays. So I want to talk to you about this experience I had, and maybe I'm crazy for thinking this way. So I'm at a resort hanging out with my family. We're here reviewing the resort. Because if you know me and my wife, we do something called Couple of Critics, where we review a whole bunch of things, resorts, concerts, parties, et cetera, et cetera. So we're here doing our hearing. I decided that I wanted to order some food, right? And so I ordered from one of my favorite places that are local here. I like this restaurant. I'm not going to name them because I'm not plugging anybody, but I do really like them. And, you know, they have these franchises everywhere in every city. So I said, you know, I'm going to Uber Eat some of my favorite food, even though the resort has really good food and all that stuff. I was like, I'm going to Uber Eat some of this food because, you know, I really want this today, right? So I go on the app, as everybody does, and order my food, right? No problem. So you know how you see on the app where the person's at, where they're going, and stuff like that. So I see the guy. I see the guy is close to me, right? It says he's at my location. So I go outside the hotel. I don't see him. I call him and I'm like, hey, where are you at? Are you at the front? No English. I'm like, what? No English. I'm like, are you serious? You don't speak English? No English. So I walk all the way up to the gate of the hotel, to the entrance, and I'm trying to tell the man, where are you? No English, no understand, no English. So thank God the gentleman that was at the gate, the security guard, he spoke Spanish, so he took the phone and translated whatever. So first, the guy didn't speak English. Then we had a hard time finding who he was because the car he said under Uber Eats, he said, yeah, Lexus NX, something like that, wasn't even the car he was in. He was in a Honda. And then he didn't even stop at the gate. He stopped in front on the street. So I had to walk to him. So now my issue isn't that, you know, your Uber driver didn't go exactly where you wanted to because of GPS. And that's not my issue. My issue, and let me think of it, and tell me if I'm crazy. How can you have a job that is in America that's dealing with people in the state of Florida and you don't speak English? How did Uber hire this guy? Now, I understand if I'm like a little Savannah or if I'm in a predominantly Hispanic area, right? But there is no area of Florida that not speaking English should be okay. You know, there are a lot more people that speak English than Spanish, especially in Florida. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of Spanish population, don't get me wrong. But to totally not speak English and you speak Spanish only and you're a delivery guy, I don't understand Uber or America that it's okay not to understand that, to even have, and I'm not saying somebody needs to come to America and know everything. I do believe, you know, we are a melting pot of different cultures, so all languages should be embraced, certainly more, but the main language of America is English. And if you are living here and working here, working with other English people, you should at least know the bare minimum, even especially if you're a delivery driver. You know, now if you worked in a Spanish store or Hispanic store in any way, I could understand that. If you worked in a Mexican cuisine restaurant, I could understand that. But you are an Uber driver. Just for general people, everybody has the Uber app, and the common language here in America is English. And how did Uber hire him? and say, yes, you could drive Uber and not know the basics of English. Not even like the base. If you're driving like basic, like, are you here yet? You know, the number, colors. I mean, just basic stuff that I can at least describe where I'm at. But this guy knew no language and then acted as if I was it for not knowing English, no knowing Spanish. Now, my location is not, I mean, where I am in Florida, there's a lot of Spanish people. There are, but it's not predominantly Spanish where the only language is here Spanish. No, I'm at a resort. So a resort and a lot, I'm in dual Florida, which is like right pretty much Miami. Yeah, a lot of Spanish speaking people. Yeah, but I'm in a place where there's a whole bunch of resorts. Everybody comes here. Right. So you don't know English. You're telling me that you have a job driving a car, delivering to multiple people. You don't know English. And then he's able to make a living like that. Like, and then I'm looked at as the bad guy for saying you should learn some type of English. If I go to another country, the expectation, they're not going to cater to me because I know English. They're going to say you need to learn bare minimum or have a translator or something that you could, you know what I'm saying, talk to the locals. There is not an expectation for the locals to cater around me because I don't know, you know? But America, I get it. We're the melting pot. And this is a great country for you to come from somewhere else, come here and make your money for your family, for yourself, to build a career. And I get that. And we're accepting of everything. And I'm okay with that. But at bare minimum, you should at least know the language, the bare minimum of the language to communicate. But America is okay with people not knowing that language at all and giving them opportunities. Like, how did Uber hire him, understanding that he is driving in an American city where 99.9% of the people speak English and he knows none of it? And then I'm looked at as I'm the bad guy. I was like, yo, well, he looked at me like, oh, no español, like with an attitude. When I went and picked up, I was like, yo, you don't know English? No, it's Spanish, no English. Like I'm the problem. Like, I'm supposed to know Spanish. You know? Shoot, I even know bare minimum Spanish, but not enough to translate to where I am on the GPS. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, hola, buenos dias, y buenas noches, ¿cómo se llamas? You know what I'm saying? Hola, bien. You know what I'm saying? I know bare minimum, but not enough where if I was in Puerto Rico, or any Spanish speaking country, not enough to drive a car around to do deliveries. I don't know enough for that. But this guy's making a living, obviously. And what we do in America, what we always do is instead of us having standards of like, okay, you know, you're here, that's fine, but you know, you gotta know a bare minimum. Hey, that's fine. No problem. Let them in. It's okay. And it's funny because I see this what do I see? I see this thing on Instagram. There's this channel that is airport security. I guess the TSA, when people are coming from different countries and they're checking them. These people are the most meanest, rudest son of a bitches when it comes to people coming in. They suspect everybody is smuggling. And the majority, I say 99% of the time, they find nothing. It's nothing of craziness or anything like that. And they're scrutinizing people. I mean, scrutinizing everything, opening their packages, telling them all you can do. I mean, it's horrible. It's completely horrible. But then you got people crossing the Mexican border with no security, not even knowing the language, but they able to come here and make a living. But I can't come in here legally with a passport because I'm scrutinized. That they're asking questions like, how much money you have? How are you going to survive here on that type of money? Where are you staying? Who are you staying with? Can we call the person up? Like more illegals cross the border in Mexico than they're coming through the airports. And obviously these people that have passports and all that stuff, they're doing things correctly to come in. And they're getting scrutinized from, why you bring this in here? What is this? We got to body search you. We got to search this. I mean, they're like on, they're assholes. They're dicks. Like the Instagram, I don't know if they're doing it for to show, you know, their good side, but it's not helping. there are dicks to people coming into this country. I mean, they're going through their bags and these, but these people doing it right. Now, I understand there are people that may smuggle. I get that. But they're like really harsh. They're going to random people like, hey, come here, because they just feel like they may have something. And most of the time they are completely wrong. But that's secure. People getting in, but we can't do it at the Mexican border. Like I said, but I'm not saying that nobody should be able to come into this country. I'm not saying that nobody should be able to. No. But the idea of the consensus we're making for one but not the other is ridiculous. You know, I shouldn't sit here and pay my money for food and I feel bad because I don't know Spanish because he doesn't. Then I'm seen as, oh, you know, you're not, you know, treating these people right. You know what I'm saying? They're just coming here to make a living and stuff. And I respect that. Come here and make a living. But shouldn't you know a little bit about the language when you move here? Shouldn't you know something? Especially if you're a delivery driver. Like, I'm not talking about you working at a convenience store or something like that. No, you know, but you are a delivery driver. You know, now, I'm not pro-Trump at all. I'm not a Trumper or nothing like that. But, you know, just because you don't believe in a party don't mean that there's some ideas that, you know what I'm saying, you can't share. And for me, like, securing border and it is a good thing. You know, there's a process to get into the States. Like, there's a process for me to go to another guy. I have to go get my passport. I have to do things properly to go into any country, whether it's visiting or trying to be a permanent resident. There's a process for it. You know? And the idea of, oh, well, you know, they're not doing well in their country. And I get that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not in any way telling nobody should be allowed in. No, I'm not saying that at all. But at the end of the day, there's a process. How come there's certain types of people that get allowed not to do to forego the process? And then when you say something about it, you're the bad guy. Secure the borders is not saying everybody stay out. There are thousands of people every day that come into this country from other countries every day. There are thousands of people a year, hundreds of thousands of people a year that get residency and come and live here, get visas, all that stuff every day. But how come it's okay? Now, I'm not suggesting this guy is like an illegal immigrant. I'm not saying that he crossed the border from Mexico. I mean, he could have been born in Puerto Rico, which is, you know what I'm saying, which is American, you know what I'm saying, which is America, and he could have came here. And so I'm not in any way saying that. And I'm not saying that Puerto Ricans or Puerto Rico is less, you know, American than we are. Not at all. But if you're going to come to the mainland where the mainland language is mostly English, you should learn the basics, especially if you're going to get a job that's dealing with the populace here that mainly speak English. That's all I'm saying. Am I crazy for thinking that? Hit me up. Let me know. Leave comments. Because I mean, like I said, I'm not racist. I'm not saying nobody, they shouldn't come in. I think everybody should be allowed to come in. But, you know, you do it right and just learn the basic English. And if you get a job, you know what I'm saying? And it's not his fault. He's doing what he can. I blame Uber. I blame a culture that allows stuff like this. Because at the end of the day, we need to do better. We should have a standard. If you're going to enter this country, have a standard, you know, but we don't, you know, it's like sometimes we have more policy to help others than ourselves. You know, Ukraine money, billions of dollars to Ukraine could have solved homelessness in America. Billions of dollars Ukraine could have paid off all student loan and debt in America. You know what I'm saying? But that's America, right? We help others more than we help ourselves, I guess. All right, guys, I appreciate you listening to another Casting Over Crazy Wednesday. Check out every day that we have a different topic I talk about on the Black Men's Mental Health. And I appreciate you. Until next time.